Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I do pray Annabeth is in labor right now. And she hadn't had the baby. She went in about 9:30, and as of about an hour ago, she hadn't had the baby unless somebody had told me different, and I haven't heard different. Well, it is good to see a good group out tonight. If you got your Bibles there, say amen. I'm going to give you a little thought now. I'm going to do a little promotion. Can I do a promotion? Is it okay to do a promotion? Make sure you come and hear both of my messages Sunday. Sunday morning and Sunday night. Sunday night, Tyler had been pushing me. He said, when you going to preach that? 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 He knows I've been working on for a month. A message I've never seen before in my life in the scripture that I am going to preach Sunday night. And another good one Sunday morning. But I want to give you a little promotion. Amen on that. All right, go with me. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Are you there? Say amen. I'm just going to give you a thought tonight. A good thought. The Bible said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. God wants the gospel out. Your song, Tina. There's one problem with this pandemic that has eaten me alive. It's literally eaten me alive. That is that we can't do right at the moment the stuff I want to do. Like knocking on every door in the neighborhood and inviting everybody out. Somebody say amen right there. And that just... Now, I'm witnessing the vote. Don't go wrong there. But, you know, it's just kind of hard to walk down a neighborhood knocking on doors because they're afraid they're going to get something from you. So it's difficult. But, boy, my heart was there. Thank you for singing that song and reminding me of that need. Because the gospel is hid to them lost. And I'll tell you why. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, that little God. Now, whether you like it or not, somebody help me preach right here. Whether you like it or not, we were all there. We were blinded by the devil. And like you said, the light of the gospel came into us, into our dark life, and spread Jesus Christ in our light, who is the light of the world, and saved us. Now, listen to this. Yes, I'm saved. How many knows you saved? Sure you're saved. Amen. If you don't know, you've got to get to know tonight. Amen. Now listen with me. Boy, it's good. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light. Kind of funny, me and your sermons going together. In the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this treasure. Somebody ought to shout right now. I got this treasure in earthen vessels. God is in me. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You are not going to be able to live a Christian life, and you're not going to be successful unless the power of God in you operates through you. Now, here's what I'll preach on tonight. I got to hurry. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Somebody help me. Here's what I'm interested in tonight. Cast down, but not destroyed. Here's the problem with us. God delivered us from darkness and put us into light. And some of you have listened to too many Joe Osteen sermons, thinking that once you got saved, everything then is a bed of roses. Sorry. Not the case. When I got saved, the enemy came after me. He didn't come after me when I was in the bars. He didn't come after me when I was using filthy language. He didn't come after me when I was running around with the wrong people. He came after me after I got saved. Yes, sir. By the way, if you study the Bible, every great man of God in the Bible had the devil after them. How about the three Hebrew children? Hey, they wouldn't bow and they wouldn't bend, and thank God they didn't burn. Somebody help me preach. But they were thrown in the fire. Zach preached Sunday night on Joseph. He went in the pit. He went into Potiphar's house. He went into prison. Hey, we're just going to go through it. How about Daniel? Got cast into a den of lions and God gave him lockjaw. How about John on the Isle of Patmos? The Bible said in Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord hath delivered them from them all. Now, boy, I'm getting ready to preach. I believe, if you study Paul, and any athletes, anybody used to be an athlete here. You probably are not now. Well, I used to be one. Jeff, you too. Don't quit. Wolfter, you wasn't much, but you were one. Paul, when he spoke a lot around athletics. And in this chapter, there's a lot of that. And I want you to know, Grant Humphrey believes Paul was a golfer. Now, don't criticize the boy, because Paul did say, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith, I finished my course. So, some of y'all get that in a moment. In this chapter, you're going to see that our Christian life is a whole lot like a boxing match. Look what it said. Cast down, but not destroyed. And I'm going to give you all those words in a moment. Sometimes we get in a fight, and I want to say all this to all of y'all. And I hope there's no spiritual giants here that think you ain't been here. But everybody in this room has been knocked down before. I'm preaching tonight on this, Tina. Knocked down. But not knocked out. Knocked down, but not knocked out. I want you to know, I'll hear this. I got three or four things I just want to read to you. It does not matter how many Bible verses you have memorized. You're still going to get knocked down. It doesn't even matter how much time you give in prayer every day. You're still going to get knocked down. It doesn't matter how much money you give in the offering. You're still going to get knocked down. And by the way, woo! And sometimes we lose the battle. But hallelujah! Christ won the war. Now notice the terminology here. Now I'm getting there. Cast down. I did a little study. That word cast down means literally knocked down. Knocked down. There's been some times in your pastor's life I've been knocked down. I've been floored. I mean, I've been put on the canvas. And I mean that. Literally put on the canvas. Have you ever been there? I used to box when I was in high school. You say, how good were you? Above average, but not good. Just above average. We had a gym. We had a big basement. We had ring posts there. And I would box. And I remember boxing. We boxed about every other day. And I won more than I lost. But there's one day a boy named John. His name was John too. He wasn't near as big as me. He only weighed about 190 pounds. I weighed at that time 240. But I wasn't built like two ice cream cones like I am now. And so me and John got in a fight. And boxing with gloves. And you know, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I jabbed him a couple times and I'm bigger than him, so I tried to box him in. But I want you to know, John was tough. So now I remember the first time he knocked me down. He gut shotted me, then come across with a right hook, and I hit the canvas. Now my buddies were saying, "Get up! Get up! Get up!" By the way, every Christian, when you know somebody's been knocked down, you ought to be a cheerleader to try to get them to get up. Instead, here's what we do. I'm going to preach this. Here's what we do a lot of times. Stay there. Stay there. Kick them. Keep them down. Everybody messes up. Everybody fails. And we need somebody to get down there and cheer them up. Man, them boys started cheering. I got up and threw a couple jabs and a right, and he knocked me down again. He knocked me down six times. And I feel like I had blood going everywhere. I mean, I was bleeding. But I want you to know I got up every time. And I wasn't a saved boy. I just got up because I wasn't going to let him knock me out. I didn't want to be out of the game. I'm going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. I'm just telling a few stories. Y'all want to know some of my favorite movies? Can I tell you what they are? How many like to hear it? They're a lot cleaner than yours. Rocky. Man, I love Rocky. Rocky Balboa. The one I know I'm helping you now. The one that I like the most was that one he fought the Russian. How many seen that movie? Yeah, all of you did. That Russian that killed his buddy. He fought him. You remember? I think I remember his name. Wasn't it Dragon or Drogon or something like that? A steroid pumped heathen. Looked like Goliath. He kept knocking Rocky down. He knocked him down the fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth round, the ninth round, the 14th round. Right, did you watch that movie yet? Rocky get up. He get up. He staggered to his feet. And then I saw him starting to come on. You know when he come on? Let me tell you when he come on. How many remember when he come on? When he really started whipping that old boy is when the music starts. I'll tell you when we get up is when we start hearing the scripture, when we start hearing a good gospel song, when we hear a sermon from the Word of God, when we hear some music from heaven, when we hear God say, "Get up, get up, get up." Hallelujah. I want you to know, I've been down before, but I'm glad I can still hear from the voice of God. I'm still glad there's a sermon for me, a scripture for me, a song for me to help me to get up. I know you ain't supposed to preach like this on Wednesday night, but I am anyhow. Now, let me give you two or three more words. Then I'll give you the three points. Ain't this something? You know, he talks about boxing here. You know some wrestling here? How many of y'all believe that the Christian life's a wrestling match? Well, look here. Let me show you something. The word. We are troubled on every side. You know what that word means? That word means pressed. Pressed. Come up here. You. Hurry. Do you ever watch wrestling in your life? Back in the old days, the WCW. Get down there. Yeah. Lay down. On your back. Now, here's what the word means, trouble. It means pressed. Like, I'm pressing. I'm not going to put my weight on you. A little bit. Them wrestlers, they started counting. One, two. Now, what do you do when it gets to two?
I'm going to buck you off, man.
Bucking me. There you go. There you go. We're under that kind of press. The devil, get out of here. The devil gets on us and presses on us. But like we used to watch old Ric Flair, he'd get all bloodied up. I know he cut himself. And he'd get, and my grandma believed that was real. And he'd hit. I want you to know something. I don't care how much pressure the devil puts on you. You need to keep pushing up. Keep working. Don't get knocked out. Don't stay down. Y'all still with me? I'll get past that. Let me give you another sports illustration. Then we'll give you 3 points. Did I say I was going to give you 3 points? Perplexed. Can I ask you a question? Anybody in this room ever been perplexed? What happens to you when you get perplexed? Brother Wolfter, here's what you do. You think there is no way out. Everything's got you blocked. That's a football term. See, I used to play the, see if I can still do it. See if I still got it. Oh, dear God, yes. Just get up in front of me, Jim. I want to knock somebody's head off. Kid. See, so sometimes we get in our Christian life that we don't think there's a way to get through. That we're not going to make it. And we are perplexed. See, we try to fix our own problems. You can't fix your problem. God's got to do it. And there's got to be a hole knocked out. See, I used to, when I played football, we ran a play. How many played football? You know what Power 26 is? Power 26 is the end and the tackle. The guy's going to run off the 26, which is the tackle. And we're double teaming the tackle. I remember playing football and we played against Duval. We put two boys out. And they put about a 5'7" guy that weighed about 400 pounds and in front of me. And he was blocking the whole line. We kept running through him, Eddie. Couldn't get through him. So I told that boy, I said, here's what you do. You hit him low, and I'll hit him high. And we'll just put him out. And we did. And there was a hole there. I want you to know something. That's the way the Christian life is sometimes. We get knocked down. We get perplexed. We think, what in the world's going to happen? Can we get through all this? We need a hole. We need to get through. And there's only one thing that can get you through, and that's Jesus. Now, I'll give you one more, and I'm done with this. The word persecuted. Really, the word comes from fall back. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about a runner. Hey, we're in a race. How many believe we're in a race? That starts running, but he falls back. See, some of you, the reason your Christian life's not right, you've fallen back on your prayer life. You've fallen back on your Bible study. You're falling back with your time with, your alone time with God, and that's why you're defeated. Three things I'm done. I know, how many want to hear the three things? Now, how many of you want to hear this? How to get up when you've been knocked down? Three things. Look in your scripture. Look in your scripture. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. The only thing that can help you get up after you've been knocked down is a true, born again, Lord given salvation. I was talking to somebody this week, and I want y'all to know this. I don't take anything for granted. If you're in sin and you're a mess and you stay in it all the time and you're in and out of it all the time, I'm going to deal with you about your salvation. I don't care if you profess Christ 20 times. But something caused you not to be able to stay in. And the only way you can get up after you've been knocked down is to have a true born again salvation, or one from the Lord. Let me alliterate it. The Lord's salvation. Not John Smith's. Not the baptistry. No, the Lord's salvation. You know why so many people are knocked down tonight? It's because they've never really been saved. And they've been knocked out. I want to tell you something. Somebody say, I don't like to hear that. Oh, you live in sin, you never get chastised. You do things bad all the time, and you never feel bad about them until you get caught. I want to tell you, like conversion. You're either not saved or your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. Because you ain't got what I got. Number two. Am I still preaching? There's something else to help you, keep you from being knocked out. Look at, boy, it's good, ain't it? Look at verse 6. For the Lord who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give what? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The second thing, not only the Lord's salvation, Jeremy, the light shines. We got to have God's light to shine in us and shine for us so we make the right decisions in life. How many say amen right there? Come on, I'm going to ask you a question. Two questions. How many has ever made the wrong decision? Now I want to ask you a question. Why? I'll tell you why. You made it without the light of God's knowledge and Him shining in your life. I had made some. And I'll tell you what it was. I didn't let God's light show me how to overcome that. I just give in to it. Someone help me preach. See, you'll never get up if you don't have the Lord's salvation. And you'll never get up if you don't have light. And light to make the right decisions. I wonder how many tonight, their life is in a mess because their whole life, or especially lately, has been because they made the wrong decisions. They have operated outside of the light of God. Number three, and I'm done. Look all the way down to verse 18. Have you got anything out of this? I hope so. The Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen. Can I tell you what some of your problems is? You're looking at right now, and you're looking at the temporal things. And I want you all to know they'll never satisfy you. But at the things which are not seen. But the things which are not seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The key word there is look. Number one, we need the Lord's salvation. Number two, we need the light shining. And number three, we need to look toward the second coming of Jesus Christ. Do you have your eyes on Him? Are you looking toward? Man, I tell you, I can't wait till He comes. Anybody ever fell down in public in an accident and a bunch of people saw you do it? I was over at Kroger's one day and Some knucklehead made that floor too slick. And I don't know who it was, but I like to have his last name. But I went down through there, and man, there's probably, looked like 500 people. I know they weren't. Probably wasn't no more than 20, but it looked like 500. If your feet goes up in the air above your head, your back and head goes on the ground. And I'm glad I didn't have a dress on. I mean, my shirt come out, my belly come out, my pants slid down. And, I mean, I'm laying on the floor embarrassed, humiliated. Or some of you look at me. You've been knocked down, and you've embarrassed God, and you're an embarrassment. And God don't want you to live like that. He wants you to live a victorious life. He don't want you to stay down. He wants you to get back up. And I never forget, and I'm done. There's a man, I bet he was 85 years old. Brother Brian, I bet he's 85 years old. He probably didn't weigh 150 pounds. He came over to me. He knew me. Oh, that's bad when they know you. He said, Pastor John. I said, oh, God. You ever had a 150-pound man try to help a 400-pound man up? But that old man got down there and helped me up. At least got me up where I was balanced. And I finally got on my feet. I want to tell you, I got someone greater than a poor old man. I've got a Savior. I got a Savior. If you've been knocked down, doesn't want you to be knocked out. If you're down right now, He wants to lift you up. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe somebody's done you wrong. Maybe somebody's put you down. Don't stay down. Get up and serve God. Bow your head with me. How many of you tonight, maybe you're down. You've been knocked down. Maybe it's your fault. You say, Preacher Smith, pray for me. Raise your hand. All of that. Just pray for me. Why don't you just come around the altar and say, Lord, I want you to help me stay up. Stand with me. Our Father, thank you for this little text. Lord, bless it now. We'll praise you in Jesus' name for His sake.